next on the 5 o'clock report.
The corruption is the cover-up.
Whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, people died.
The elites are bent out of shape.
The bottom line, abortion is not health care.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good Friday afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. Some wintry weather is headed our way late this weekend. It is compliments of the same storm system that clobbered California this week. Western Pennsylvania going to feel it first Sunday afternoon. 100 million people in a dozen states, from the Carolinas to New England, in the path of the storm. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo dealing with his own storm today, refusing to take responsibility for the undercounting of nursing home deaths from COVID-19.
It's not about pointing fingers or blame. It's that this became a political football. Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, people died.
Cuomo is under fire for ordering infected patients into nursing homes instead of hospitals at the start of the pandemic. New York State Senate Minority Leader Rob Orr.
This looks and smells like a cover-up.
We're talking about people's lives, and we're talking about people's families.
Democratic Assemblyman Harry Bronson, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is calling for hearings on the matter.
The corruption is the cover-up. They knew this number, and yet they refused to be transparent with New Yorkers. But what was most heartless is they weren't transparent with those that have lost loved ones.
Media critic Joe Concha thinks the nursing home scandal may cost Governor Cuomo a fourth term.
In 2022, he may not run for governor, because this is something that is now on the front page of the New York Times. This is something he can't run from anymore and say, oh, it's a conservative media thing.
A third of all the COVID deaths in New York happened at nursing homes. Johnson & Johnson seeking emergency use authorization next week for its long-awaited COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Zane at the CDC.
We are anxiously awaiting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for really important reasons. One is it's just more vaccine, and it's a good vaccine. The other is that it's a single-dose vaccine, and it's easier to administer because it does not require subarctic freezing temperatures.
The single-shot vaccine is, however, less effective than the shots from Moderna and Pfizer. A renewed push today from the White House for a COVID relief package.
President Biden and Vice President Harris met with newly confirmed Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen this morning as the administration continues to push for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
We can end up with 4 million fewer jobs this year, according to Moody's, a Wall Street firm, and it could take a year longer to return to full employment if we don't act and don't act now.
The benefits of acting now and acting big will far outweigh the costs in the long run.
Democratic leaders say they want to start moving forward on legislation as early as next week, even if that means without Republican support.
Correspondent Natalie Brand, the president signs yet another executive order next week to reunite illegal immigrants with their families. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says Mr. Biden's avalanche of executive action needs to stop.
He doesn't need the Senate. He's just using his pen and phone, I guess. And he's just satisfying every desire of the radical left wing of his party.
The White House defends the excessive use of executive action, saying it is essential to address the problem that the American people are facing right now. Congress is planning hearings soon on the GameStop stock controversy, a trading app preventing purchases after amateur investors drove up the price, costing hedge fund managers a lot of money. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh on why this story matters.
The elites are bent out of shape that a bunch of average, ordinary users have figured out how to make themselves billionaires. If you figure out how to make a lot of money, they're going to come out and they're going to wipe you out. They're going to destroy you. That's what's happening with GameStop.
Two pipe bombs found near the U.S. Capitol January 6th, believed to have been planted there hours earlier. According to footage obtained by the Washington Post, a man in a gray hooded sweatshirt was seen carrying a bag near the Capitol. NBC News reporter Pete Williams.
Investigators have concluded that the bomb was placed the night before they were discovered. The bombs, I should say, plural, discovered the next day. It was just about 90 minutes before the Capitol riots began.
The FBI is offering a sizable reward for information leading to an arrest.
They obviously still don't know who this was. They are very eager to have more public help. And to help loosen people's memories, they have increased the reward here to $100,000 now.
The bombs were found near the RNC and DNC office buildings. The annual March for Life happened today in Washington, D.C. This year's event mostly virtual due to COVID. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini.
We are all united by our common understanding that every life from the moment of conception is precious.
Pro-life advocates condemning the president's recent executive order that reverses a policy which banned U.S. funding of overseas abortions.
I think it's a tremendous tragedy that a self-professed Catholic is involved in abortion policy that kills children.
Lila Rose with Live Action.
Abortion is not a disease. Pregnancy is not a disease. It's a healthy, miraculous, beautiful, growing thing. So the bottom line, abortion is not healthcare.
A new survey today finds the primetime Chicago-based news organization News Nation is considered the most reliable and most unbiased of all the TV news outlets. News Nation. The media bias chart ranks cable, network, and online news streams. News Nation launched back on September 1st as a primetime alternative to the more opinion-based programs that dominate the major cable networks. Former Temple University basketball coach John Chaney died today. He was 89. The Hall of Famer, one of college basketball's most commanding figures. Chaney led Temple to 17 NCAA tournament appearances over 24 seasons. He was twice named National Coach of the Year. We'll have more on that story coming up in sports. Also ahead, new wedding venue rules in New York, the Scream Hotline, and improving internet connectivity.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. Bundle up. It will be bitterly cold tonight. Partly moonlit skies. Localized lake snow and flurries with a couple of inches of fresh fluff southeast of Lake Syrian, Ontario. Low temperatures, single digits and teens. Coldest in central New York. Now, for your day tomorrow, variable clouds and sunshine. Localized lake snow and flurries southeast of the lakes. High temperatures, mid-teens to mid-20s. Sunday, some early sun and cloudy. Chances some afternoon and evening snow, especially in western Pennsylvania. The high on Sunday will be in the 20s to near 30.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Checking the news from New York and Pennsylvania. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today announcing new rules for wedding receptions in the COVID era starting March 15th. Venues can accommodate up to 150 people. Everyone who attends a wedding must first get tested for COVID, and the local county health department must first approve. Cold weather temporarily halting coronavirus testing in Erie and Niagara counties.
With high temperatures barely reaching 20 degrees today and tomorrow, cold weather has prompted the closure of two Western New York COVID-19 testing sites. Testing sites at Perry Street in downtown Buffalo and at Niagara County Community College in Sanborn will be closed today and tomorrow. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf delivering his final budget address to the General Assembly next Tuesday.
Before we start throwing around numbers and we start haggling over funding, I want to take a step back and talk about what I think we need to accomplish this year.
The governor wants a new tax on natural gas, legalization of marijuana, and a $15 an hour minimum wage. Republican Jason Gottesman says that's not the way to do it.
It's at a time when small businesses can't be affording to do that. It's taking money out of their pockets when the governor's already shut them down and caused them to lose money.
Gottesman says the minimum wage was never intended to support a family. The Buffalo, New York Teachers Union is suing to stop schools from reopening on Monday. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
Pre-K through second grade students are scheduled to return to in-person learning next week, but the union says teachers don't feel safe heading back to the classroom. President Phil Rumor says the lawsuit is being used to ensure a, quote, healthful and safe return to school. Students in Buffalo have been out of school for nearly a year. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
An education activist in the Southern Tier does not support the decision to allow high-risk winter sports next week in New York.
I wish that we would be more concerned about getting schools open for academics than to be concerned about starting winter sports.
Dr. Ralph Kerr with the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. On Monday, the state will lift the ban on high school school wrestling, volleyball, cheerleading, and basketball. Internet connectivity causing a lot of headaches these days of online learning, especially in rural communities where the Wi-Fi can be sketchy at best. That's why Chemung County, New York Fire Department is stepping up to help out. They're putting out fires of a different sort by offering Wi-Fi in their parking lot so school kids can do their homework without running into any computer issues.
They can just come in and park right in the parking lot, and they don't even have to leave their vehicles because the setup that the school has provided is right here. And you don't even have to leave your car. You can just sit there and download whatever you need.
How about that? Joshua Blavitt with the Erin Volunteer Fire Department, which offers the broadband connectivity to students in the Horseheads School District. That nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks falling today, reversing yesterday's gains, while GameStop continues to surge. The Dow was down 623 points, the NASDAQ lost 266, and the S&P 500 fell 73. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you very much, Dave Margolotti. This is the 5 o'clock report.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
Marriage is a beautiful gift from God. Yes, one person is always cold while the other is too warm. But little stuff like that is easy to deal with, especially when compared to the one spouse wanting to give to the Lord's work while the other is afraid to give because they're already living paycheck to paycheck. But that's where faith comes in. Giving money to your local church when you need to pay your bills doesn't make sense, but that's the point. It's not about logic. It's about faith in God, faith that assures you that God will meet your needs, faith that when you give in obedience first, He'll take care of the rest. So don't be afraid to give. Trust God with your finances. Then watch Him provide for your family in ways you could never even imagine.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org.
One of the all-time greats in college basketball passed away today. Sonny's got sports.
Yeah, and you said you had a chance to see him in University of Buffalo?
One of his last years at Temple.
Wow.
I got to see him in person. What a class act.
Talking about John Chaney, died today at 89 years old. The Naismith Hall of Famer won 516 games with the Philadelphia University, 741 games overall at the collegiate level. He took the Owls to the Elite Eight. 5 times, 17 trips to the NCAA tournament. In college basketball tonight, Niagara hosting Monmouth. University of Buffalo at home against Ohio. Robert Morris at Wright State. Women's action, St. Bonaventure at home against St. Louis. Bundle up. Robert Morris hosting Youngstown State. Duquesne Dayton game has been postponed. In the NBA, the Knicks host the Cavaliers. Raptors at home in Tampa to battle the Kings. 76ers travel to Minnesota. Nets in Oklahoma City. And he said, sayonara. Masahiro Tanaka leaving the Yankees to go back to his native Japan.
Are you
to
serious?
Pitch.
Oof.
For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolpiet.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The weekend is here, and with it, some very cold air is how we start the weekend. Will it end snowy for some? It could, pending the track of a storm that earlier in the week clobbered California and is heading for the East Coast early next week. In the meantime, bundle up. It will be bitterly cold tonight. Partly moonlit skies. Localized lake snow and flurries with a couple of inches of fresh fluff southeast of Lake Syrie in Ontario. Low temperatures, single digits and teens. Coldest in central New York. Now, for your day tomorrow, variable clouds and sunshine. Localized lake snow and flurries southeast of the lakes. High temperatures, mid-teens to mid-20s. Sunday, some early something cloudy. Chances some afternoon and evening snow, especially in western Pennsylvania. The high on Sunday will be in the 20s to near 30.
All right, Kevin, great work at the Weather Center as always. And finally at 5, a school teacher in Brooklyn has just created a hotline for folks to let their frustrations out during this pandemic.
Chris Golmar says people can call his Just Scream hotline and scream into the phone. As Golmar calmly explains on his website, justscream.baby, his phone has been lighting up.
Every scream seems to have its own story, and I have heard such an amazing range of emotions.
So far, he says he's received 150,000 screams from all over the world. I'm Michael Kastner.
150,000 screams on that scream hotline.
Yeah.
Nothing beats a good
scream. The 5 o'clock report was sponsored in part by Phil Jones Seedway, farm partner of Artport, New York.